Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, I'm Nick Way.
And we got some special guests in the studio here with us.
We got the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild, man. Chad Brett, Justin Maynard. What the hell's going on,
What's going on, boys? How are you?
Having some beers.
Welcome, guys. Good to have you here.
Yeah, man, with Chicago Craft Beer Week on the horizon, we want to have these guys in here, man. Haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah.
Now we got Chet, we know you're a board member. Justin, we know you're the executive director.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
We got that right?
Yep.
Right on.
We got the titles down.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yep, yep.
There we go.
Respect the titles. No, don't.
So with Chicago Craft Beer Week coming up, that's one reason we want to have you guys on, but we also want to talk about all these rewards that got won this past weekend at the World Beer Cup in Philly.
Yeah, man. Illinois Brewers, 10 awards, if I'm not mistaken.
Ten total.
Yeah, including Gulch for Haymarket.
Yep.
For their stout, right? That's two-time winner, right?
Two-time winner. Maybe Pete was drunk, but it may have won three times, but two times gold.
Two times
gold. I'm not sure.
Man.
Rock Bottom. Rock Bottom took home a gold for a white IPA.
There you go.
Yeah, Rock Bottom Chicago. Let's see. Blot Out the Sun from Floyd's over in Indiana also took home a gold. Yeah, so there's three right there.
Fellow board member Will Turner and their friends.
And shout out to Will Turner, man.
Will Turner.
Winter Warmer, man, took home an award.
Yeah, he did.
But I don't remember that beer.
It's part of their beer that they bring into FOBAB later on in the year.
Okay.
I think some of the other guys might be able to talk to that. But it was awesome. He was excited to talk about it today. So it's good for us.
Nice. Yeah, I'll have to make sure I look out for it next time at FOBAB.
Yeah.
So week long in Philly, Chicago for CBC, Craft Brewers Conference. How was your Philly experience, man?
Man, I sat on the tarmac for a while. It was awesome. They were afraid to let us out there.
I've never been to Philly. Have you had to before?
This is my first time. So I've been to New York before.
Yeah.
And obviously Chet's from New York. So I had a good experience. It was like, I had a great Uber experiences. It was awesome. Like the Uber rides were great, and I still remember some of their names, which is weird. But they took care of us, and it's definitely almost like Chicago, where you know easy transportation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of breweries, there's a lot of tap rooms, brew pubs, small, and they're doing a good job out there. And there's a lot of food to eat.
Okay.
Any of the breweries jump out at you as like, man, this place is fucking killer.
Do you Second Story Brewing.
Yeah.
They did a great job. They actually did a collaboration with Revolution Brewing. My good friend Morgan Marshall, we all know Morgan.
Yeah.
He used to work for Revolution. He's the GM at the brewery, and he's kind of turned things around there, and it's a beautiful brewery. The aesthetics are awesome, and the vibe's awesome. I was there the first night, the second night, and the fourth night, which is probably two nights too many. But we stayed late, and we had a good time, and it was just fun, man. It was very inviting, very open. They have about 12 to 14 beers on draft. They had a couple of Rev guest beers on draft, so it was a good time, yeah.
Yeah, and then awesome. it starts the week with the opening ceremony at, like, I don't know where that was, but...
Yeah, I don't do that.
And then there's
anymore.
The close.
It's usually at, like, a museum, which
yeah.
is, like, some historical...
When it was in Denver, we were at the stadium, the football stadium, but they wouldn't let you on the grass.
That would have been sweet.
Yeah. I thought in the distance I saw Garrett Lewis running like a horse when I was out there last time, but it wasn't him, yeah. It was some other... Shout out to Garrett Lewis at Pipeworks.
Yeah. Broncos gear on.
Yep.
But then at the Craft Brewers Conference, they also like open it up for like any, that's like, it's like beer drop. Like any brewery that might be able to get or get their beer there, it's like kind of welcome for that week.
I think a lot of the, you know, if you're distributed in that area, it's kind of pretty, it's a pretty good deal for brewers to work with their distributors to get their beer at those local bars and local breweries. So there's a lot of tap takeovers. You know, of course, you're going to have your Oscar Blues, New Belgium, Dogfish Head, national brands that were doing things, but it was cool to see local Chicago breweries getting involved. So that's what gets me excited, you know.
Yeah. How did it compare to other? I'm sure it's bigger every time you go, right?
Yeah. Like, this year there was 7,000 people.
That's a lot of.
And that's downtown Philly, and that Philly's very small. It's funny when you ride around in your Uber.
We need to get Uber to sponsor. Sponsor this fucking podcast.
Use the Chicago Beer Pass discount code.
You go to Philly, you experience Uber, you support them. It's so good. It was so good. But the funny thing is, like, the streets are very narrow, and it's gridded like Chicago, but it's just everything's narrow. So there is no, both way. There is no two-way street.
Okay.
It's pretty much straight, so you got to kind of maneuver around like Pac-Man. But in the end, it's worth it because the only places you're going to are restaurants that serve Philly cheesesteak sandwiches.
Okay.
Or a brewery. So that's pretty much what we did. And a lot of us had stomach pains throughout the week, and it was fun. It was worth it.
I wanted to go. Were you going to say, Chad?
I was going
to
say, did you guys see the much talked about Philly taco?
Is that the one where it's like a cheesesteak wrapped in like a pizza or something? That's a thing apparently.
So
I'm like, this is intense.
So recently I've developed a new hero in Chicago, and Brendan Benberry from Hailstorm.
Yeah.
And this gentleman, he did a lot of damage on Philly steaks every night. He did a lot of damage in general. But if he could have wrapped sushi into a pizza roll, he would have done that. But he was killing it, and I was proud of him. I was watching him every night.
I'm proud of you, B.
I'm proud of you, bud. Yep. So, you know, he was one of many from Chicago that kind of embraced the whole food scene in Philly, and it's really good. Like, they have great food. There's so one thing I didn't know was the Monopoly board is based off of Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
I didn't know. No. Yeah. So like board.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'd like to say it's more like Atlantic City.
Well, like, so you have like Boardwalk, you know, that's true, yeah. Exactly. But you know, like Reading Railroad.
Yeah.
So I think they announced it. They call it Reading, or something like that. But there was a market right across the street from the hotel we were staying at, which was like the Reading Market, and they had every type of food that you could ever want in that place, and you didn't have to leave anywhere. So.
And if you pass go, you had to get $200.
Yeah, you collect 200 Philly cheesesteaks. Yeah. It was crazy.
It's a food court dedicated to the board game.
I'm telling you, but this is a legit food court. This food court was not like McDonald's and Arby's. It was legit food.
There's something to be said about a real food court, though.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, let's just give respect for that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's bring it back.
But wait, the rest of the lineup, we can't shut out people.
Yeah. Should we dive into this?
Let's focus.
Crystal Lake Brewing, we had them. We drank some of their beer recently, and I came across them. I didn't even know they were a brewery until I don't know.
We actually thought
ago,
it was like one of those breweries where like the big boys are acting like a craft brewery.
Oh, they're
Crystal
really
Lake, because we're looking at the label, we're like, because
the label
are these
is
guys?
Like too nice.
Ryan's a great guy. Yeah, a great team out there.
Yeah, Ryan Clooney's a good brewer. Yeah. He's a very good brewer.
And their beer was really good.
Yeah,
I've been
trying for the past year to like set up a scheduled visit to his brewery and all the breweries up in that area. So we have like Channel Lakes is in that area. You know, we've got a couple other ones up there.
That'd be a great road trip.
Yeah.
Hit everything up there.
Yeah.
All Rise. And, you know, cheers to these guys who put on this thing, the BA, the Brewers Association, because these lists, they challenge you to, like, look in your own backyard and see what kind of breweries are there.
Yeah.
Because they're making killer stuff. Like, the big names don't necessarily matter in this competition, and we all learn.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, who would have thought? All Rise, man. They want a silver for their Kolsch.
Yeah.
And Tommy's a great brewer. Tommy's a guy that has been around the brewing community for Colorado to Chicago. People love him. He's got a great energy in the people, and he's got the resources now. He's in a great situation. We're excited that we're going to have a
and you guys have a relationship
backyard.
With them.
And we're going to have, yes, we do at Church Tree, because we help them with their Riot Fest beer in previous years, so when they have their big party. But this year, he and Sean and the rest of the team over in Cobra Lounge and All Rise are going to help us celebrate a festival
our
in their backyard.
Fest.
So,
July 30th, Illinois Craft Brewers Festival. So it's going to be it's the first ever of its kind, all Illinois brewers.
No
kidding.
Wow. Yeah. And it's the same weekend as Lollapalooza.
Oh.
Fuck me, right?
I know I'm a big fan of their orange wit over at All Rise.
That's a good time, too, because I think I'm too old for Lolla. I need something to do that weekend.
Yeah. Lolla is crazy these days.
Yeah, man. Two Brothers.
Two Brothers did a great job. Yep.
We talked about Rock Bottom Rev Triptych down in Savoy, Illinois.
Yep.
Yeah. See, I don't know much about them.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Anthony's a good dude. Yeah. Yeah. I've been down there. Every time we go down to Springfield, we always try to stop off at Triptych, and good dude. He's smart dude. I think he's a engineering background, and they just took over majority of their space in their building, and now they have a canning line, so they're doing a great job down there. Yep.
Yeah. Excel.
Bottling and brewing,
Yeah, they took a bronze for a wheat ale.
Okay.
They're down in Breeze, Illinois. I know one of those guys used to brew it like Stone.
Yep.
That's all I know about him, though. But good
and
stuff.
And Metro.
Yeah, and Metropolitan, man. Yeah. Schwartz beer. Magnetron, Tacoma Silver.
That's a great beer. Yeah,
that's pretty awesome for them. Like, they're doing just lagers here in Chicago, so it's always like, I feel like they get kind of... pushed away sometimes. Like, just because
lager beers are good beers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of lagers, man. Last but not least, Argus, man.
Yeah.
Argus is fixing their beers, man. They took over Broads for the Holsteiner lager, which is basically like a Marzen, right? It's like an amber lager, I believe.
Yeah. We were talking about them before, and you said they got a new brewer.
Yeah. So they picked up.
Eddie.
They have a new QC person.
Mary
Pelletieri.
Yeah, Mary Pelletieri.
Yeah.
So I think she's like a microbiologist. I think she brewed a goose a little bit. She was partly responsible for Sophie.
She did a presentation on one of our guild meetings about quality control. So she's very smart, very educated. So
they got a whole new staff.
It's not surprising to me. So it's good.
So well represented at the World Beer Cup, where Illinois Brewers. That was very cool.
WBC. I saw a lot of countries there. I was scared. I was.
Yeah. So now you're back in town.
Back in town.
And we got a pretty big week coming up here.
Next week.
When is it? Thursday.
Chicago Craft Beer Week kicks off.
The 7th annual Chicago Craft Beer Week, man.
You got that right.
Yeah.
7.
That was quick, man. Have you been a part of all 7?
I started year 3.
Okay.
Yeah. We've grown a lot since then, right?
Yeah.
And I think back then we had about 25 Illinois breweries in the state. And now we're at about 160. And
That's awesome.
So, it's funny because, like, when you think of Chicago, you think of, you know, the main staples and stuff. But you also have to consider the contract brewers and then the all-prop brewers. So we have close to 80 breweries in the city alone, city proper. And then in the rest of the state, we have about 80. So,
And all prop, for people that don't know, I think that's the one where, like, you've got multiple breweries all in one space.
Yeah.
Right?
Even contractors, like
Ale Syndicate.
Ale Syndicate's known for alternate proprietorships, yeah.
Blue Nose might be doing something like that.
It's all about, so I'm not a brewery owner, I'm not a brewer. So everyone was always like, what do you brew? Stop it, you know. So, but I know for a fact that contract brewers, they're regulated in a different scale with the government and with the state. But all props kind of have ownership of the brewery. So like they may own a tank somehow, or they have something along the lines of ownership. So, but they pay different taxes based on a different scale. So that's how that works. But but brick and mortar breweries, you know, they're doing very well. I mean, craft beer in general is doing very well. So it's crazy. This is the greatest time to be alive, gentlemen, you know?
I'll drink to that.
Cheers to that.
Cheers,
guys.
Awesome. So Chicago Craft Beer Week kicks off with the beer in the glass, right?
And I'm going to pull up the Chicago Craft Beer Week app while
the
we're
app.
Here. Download that app right now.
Yeah.
Google Play, iTunes, the whole nine.
Yeah. It's no surprise. This is the 6th year of beer in the glass. We partner up with the Garfield Park Conservatory to run this event. This year we have 103 breweries participating. Last year we had about 95, so we've increased it by 7.
Was last year the mud
one? 2 years ago was the mud.
That wasn't really mud, it was perfect. It was
fun. No, it was great.
2 years ago
was a little mud.
Yeah. 2 years, people weren't happy. But last year it rained. I mean, you know, I wish we could control the weather.
Right.
So the funny thing is, as these events go on year by year, people, you know, craft beer enthusiasts do expect more coverage, and so this year we purchased footsies, like foot covers, and we purchased ponchos.
Okay.
So you have no excuse to not come to the beer in a glass, and that's free. I'm not going to charge anybody for that, so that's free charge.
Gentlemen and a scholar.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, buddy. And that was out of my personal budget. I took that out of my own salary. No, I didn't.
For the game.
For the game. Yeah. No, but it's oh, go ahead, Chad.
No, I was just going to say, to give people a little bit of an idea of how great beer on the glass and the whole craft beer experience is. You know, a cousin of mine has had some challenges in his life, but he came to Chicago and he's in recovery. He's not out. He thought beer on the glass was as fun a night. He's like, I'm going to run an organizational thing next beer on the glass, where it's like, hey, you know what? It's a celebration of people in the community of Chicago in a place I mean, I don't know if people got an opportunity to go to Garfield Park Conservatory, but that is an awesome place. If you can't go on beer in a glass, go on a Tuesday, go on a Sunday, bring your kids. Go there.
That's what's great.
That's the thing.
Celebrate
this. We recommend to our ticket buyers like to get a yearly membership to the to the conservatory. It's a beautiful place.
It's almost a hidden gem. It's just kind of hanging right off the Green Line, west of downtown.
Right off of 290.
Not too far from the Goose Island Barrel Warehouse, too. So if they start doing some tours or things like that down the line.
That might happen, yeah. That'd be great.
It's a dope space. It's on the National Register for Historic Landmarks, or at least the Chicago Register for Landmarks. It's a landmark.
Yeah.
That's a great space. Like, do we turn it into this huge beer garden once a year?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
And it's right off the train, right?
Yeah, right off the Green Line has a stop on for Garfield Park. Yeah.
I'll be taking the subway there.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, that's always a great event, kind of a good way to kick things off. I'm glad it hasn't changed.
Yeah. It's stayed the same over years. So.
Yeah, I think that's one of Chicago's signature events. Like the bigger events, like there's Oak Park, right? And then there's like, the stuff in Plainfield. But one of Chicago's signature events next to FOBAB is probably this one.
Yeah.
Is there anything different from this year, from previous years, just bigger, like what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, every year, every year I feel like, we have to reinvent ourselves. It's just, I think it's like a personal thing for me, and I think it's more of like an image thing for craft beer because there's so many craft breweries out there, and it's kind of like putting a niche, or kind of like, kind of separating us from what other beer festivals do. We're doing a rare craft beer tent, and and it's kind of an opportunity for our beer sponsors to get creative. There's not a lot of breweries out there that actually have the means to come up with different beers outside of what they do on their regular basis. So thank God, big ups to our sponsors. Is big ups still a good thing to say? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, say whatever we want, man.
Big ups. By the grace of God, we have three great beer sponsors.
He's got the speeches down, man. He's going to run for office with some craft beer things. It's played out.
I'm telling you, next week, bud. Yeah. So we have Goose Island Beer Company. We have Lagunitas Brewing Company, and we also have Revolution Brewing Company.
Let me get an amen for
you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. They provide the drink that provides us satisfaction. Stand up. But it's one of those things where they have awesome opportunities to create different beers and different styles on the side. They do a lot of. You could do like a rattler. They do a lot of fermentation just in like kegs alone on the side. They have a lot of barrel aging, mixing opportunities that they do. So the sour programs for each brewery are ridiculous. So, it's amazing stuff. And this is our opportunity to kind of shine beer in a glass. We're going to have a rare beer tent. Wells Park, we're going to have a rare beer tent.
Which is the closing ceremony. So it runs for about, a week and a half or so?
10 days.
11 days. Opens with beer in a glass, closes with the Wells Park Craft Beer Fest.
Yep. I'd like to, Will Turner from Revolution hasn't made it public, but he's promised us he's going to post it publicly that there's going to be a
Frisbee golf.
That's this thing, right?
That our friends at Penrose are going to help sponsor out in Geneva on Sunday after Wells Park. So for all of us, we're going to rock it through the whole craft beer week. Yeah. That Sunday, we're going to be going out to Geneva. There's going to be a train that's going from the Metra Ogilvy out to
drop you off like Geneva, a mile from Penrose.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even
and
that.
So I'm going to I'm going to show up at the Glen Ellen station with some beers under my shoulders to give them to the people who are riding out. And then I think they've got a deal worked out with one of the buses to take people around and play the frisbee golf and celebrate the end of it. But obviously, real focus is beer in a glass and Wells Park. But
so it's really 11 days plus.
Well, then Monday, the Monday before, let's have a craft beer event. No, it's craft beer month.
This is, God help us all, man. This is stuff alcoholics are made of, right? Big up to the alcoholics. Yeah, man. And shout out to Metro, man, because you can drink on that train. You can't really, technically, you can't drink on CTA train.
I would say big ups. Shout out.
Big ups to Metro, man.
Thank you.
All right, cool. So, Wells Park.
Yeah, second annual Wells Park. Yeah.
Now, you guys, it was rotating. The closing ceremony rotated for a while. It was in West Loop at one point. It sounds like you guys are finding a rhythm here at Wells Park.
Yeah, Wells Park is a very good opportunity because there's a lot of craft breweries that are opening up in that area. Yeah. There's a lot of bars that are opening up in that area, restaurants. So they honestly get the whole entertainment nightlife ordeal for, you know, 25 to 40-year-olds, you know. Yeah. So that's kind of like the demographic that we're working with. And Wells Park is just... It's a pleasure to work with the Park District, and we partner with them as a nonprofit to donate money. Proceeds to this event go to the Wells Park Advisory Board, so we're actually indirectly, you know, helping them out with uniforms for T-ball leagues and keeping track of all the programs that they run, taking care of the fields, the grounds. So everything that we do is directly related to what, you know, benefits them. So
yeah,
it's good to see that benefit directly. So, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, that gets overlooked, man. That the charitable component, the community component,
yeah,
is a huge part of. I mean, you're using beer to do it.
Yeah,
but that's at the center of what you guys are about, man.
It's easy. Yeah, yeah. it's easy to take care of a community. You know, and you know, Alderman Pawar is in that district, 47th Ward. Such a good man. He's a gentleman, and he's been very, you know, decent to us for the last couple of years. We also have state legislators in that area that appreciate what we do, and we talk with them all the time. So everyone appreciates what we're doing, and then we have no problem taking care of the community. So that's what it's all about. And that's what our idea was, you know, years ago, was to kind of move this closing event around to different communities, different neighborhoods, and try to, like, develop that area. Obviously, Lincoln Square and Ravenswood is blowing up because of, you know, Beagle and Spiteful and
Half Acre
and Band of Bohemia and Empirical. I mean, you've never seen a lineup of breweries like that anywhere.
It's one of the deepest stretches of breweries. We're talking about West Loop now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But I think West Loop and Lincoln Square are probably the two most concentrated areas for breweries.
Those
right
are the
now.
Top two, man. I mean, it's, you know, the thing about Randolph and Halstead, you know, there's so many restaurants, you know, there was 10 years ago, nothing existed there, you know, and now that's blown up so much, and so is Lincoln Square. So, you know, those areas, you know, Pilsen should be popping off soon, if not already, you know, they have a lot of restaurants and they're doing well, so.
36 and so on.
Yeah. So, you know, Chicago is a food town and a beer town now, so it's pretty exciting to watch.
Yeah. I was having dinner with one of the guys at a local tourist event, and he was saying, like, man, you know, we used to have to travel the world to experience what we're experiencing in a country, to travel to see what we're seeing. But
now I have to leave my neighborhood.
Exactly.
It really is becoming like ground zero for food and drink.
Yeah.
It's a very cool thing to see in the last 10 years in Chicago, for sure.
So I know one of my favorite events during Chicago Craft Beer Week is Beer Fly Alley Fight.
Nice.
Over at Haymarket.
Yeah.
Like, you get beer, you get art, you get food, and you get beer from up and coming people too.
Yep.
So that's like the home brewers.
Underground brewers. Right?
So
that's happening, I believe, on the Saturday.
Saturday 21st.
That's
ceremony.
A good day. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of cool stuff happening. You should definitely download that app to see everything. Looks like there's an Evanston brewery tour. Evanston apparently has three breweries all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a bus taking folks around there. We talked about Spiteful. They're doing a beer and dice tournament called Cheeseburger and a Pair of Dice.
Yeah,
this is their third annual.
That's awesome.
Goose Island Sunday Funday, which is a dodgeball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and everything in between, man.
There's those boat cruises. Those are fun.
Yeah, man. There's a boat cruise series.
We'll take it by land or by sea.
Yeah.
Whatever we can do to get
three
beer.
3 hours.
I think that's one of the last times I saw you.
I know. I saw you getting off the bus. Or the boat, yeah.
You were on a boat when that happened. You and Ferbs or something.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah. You look up, it's like 1, 2 in the morning. There's just three of us, and we've got like the mitten, you know, the barrel-aged
version
of the mitten. We just got bombers over all across this team.
We were walking off the boat, and we're just like, grab what you can grab. And then we sat in a chair just drinking on the lakefront. Yeah.
Full moon out. It was really cool.
Yeah. We drank responsibly, so.
Yes.
Safety first, man.
Yeah. We all had life jackets on,
Life jackets, barrels, and.
So it's going to be a good week, man.
It's going to be fun. It's one of those things where, you know, people actually look forward to this and they plan it. You know, every year I get more and more emails from people outside of, and it goes for like FOBAB and all of our events. People want to travel to Chicago to experience this event, so. I'm very proud of it. And when I was in Philadelphia, I was at Crime and Punishment. There was a local sitting at the bar, and he saw my you know, hoodie, and he's just like, "Oh, Illinois Craft Brewers Guild." He's like, "Oh, Illinois Chicago Craft Beer Week." I'm like, "Yeah, it's coming up." He's like, yeah, finish your beer and leave. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? He's like, oh, Philadelphia created the Beer Week, like, concept.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
Oh, seriously. I was like, I was already, like, at 10 at this level. So I'm like, good for you. You know, but, you know, Philadelphia.
I did hear that they were, like, one of the pioneers.
Yeah, and that's good. And you know, and they deserve all the respect in the world. But don't tell me to close my tab. But.
You know how much beer we drink in Chicago?
I'm spending a lot of money in your town. Yeah.
Yeah, because Philly's weird. They got, like, that whole, we talked about it. It's like they trademarked the country's best beer city.
Yeah.
It's trademarked by Philly.
Yeah.
Like, is that really the case? Like, are they drinking? Have they been to Chicago? Like,
yeah.
We get after pretty good.
Yeah, we do. I think we get easily offended, too. So.
Yeah. What the fuck do you mean?
Yeah. Represent.
Yeah, yeah.
Being at the Craft Brewers Conference and people knowing you're the head of the guild and everything, mm-hmm. like, do they come to you now? And, like, how did you, like, what's happened? Like, how do I make my city as thriving and
I
need to do.
I was telling my board members today, it's very flattering because, you know, doing this job for the last 4 years, and, you know, when I first started this job, like, Chet wasn't on the board of directors, but I had a whole different lineup, and, you know, I was kind of thrown in the deep, and I always tell people this story, but, you know, make it short, it was just like run with it, do it. And it's great because my background with Riot Fest and running my own business, mm-hmm. you know, I developed a skill set where I could kind of apply it to what I was doing at that time, but it took time to build up, and when it did, it's just kind of like a roller coaster. So you get off that hump, and then you're rolling, you know. And we actually had a couple states that asked if I can kind of help them out and go to their state to build up their board of directors and
almost
and
serve as like an advisor or consultant.
And that's cool, and that's flattering, and that's awesome. And the cool thing is, two out of the three states, I definitely want to go. Uh-huh.
We'll keep that under wraps.
Yeah. But the cool thing was, I was, you know, A, I was flattered, and B, it's more of a testament to, like, the brewers that we have in the state and in the city. You know, we're doing such a great job, and you know, when I first got this job with Pete Crowley, he kind of set the groundwork for everything, and it makes me, every day, I think about how that was laid down, and a lot of these states never developed that, so... You know, when I go to these meetings with the Brewers Association, and it's not a knock on any state or anybody in general, but, you know, they ask questions about how to raise funds and, you know, how do you create relationships? And, you know, some of that stuff is born within you, and other things you have to work hard to develop that, you know. So it's flattering. And that's why I love, like, my new board members. I love change, and I love education. And we have committees, and we work with our brewers, and we have seminars. It's fun to see everything develop, you know, from a nano brewer to a 250,000 barrel brewer, you know.
Yeah.
Everything changes. It's all about scale, but it's all about education and learning and doing a good job. So.
Yeah. Chad, you were going to say, did you want to jump in there?
No, it's just an important part of getting the dialogue out of what we all represent as mm-hmm. as breweries in the community. It's like, you know, we have separate dynamics that we represent as Church Street.
Yeah.
And then our friends from Will and James from Flask, and everybody's got their own. But we're all out there telling our story for Illinois craft beer. And you know what? We've got the guild that's supporting us, the guild who's keeping an eye to say, hey, you know what? We see how it's done in other states. Let's tweak that a little bit. You know, we talked to, as our guild, we talked about each state and what the challenges are. Hey, what can we do to support these other guilds to say, hey, you know what? This is going to be good for all of us at the state level and a federal level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's important, man.
Honestly, it is important. Yeah. It's funny because that was one of the BA's initiatives the last couple of years to get a guild developed in every state. And it's done now. So there's 50 states that have guilds. You know, it's funny. It's like, you know, to the common beer drinker, they think, oh, a guild is what Justin does. But on a bigger level, it's more of, you know, legislation and defending your rights in that state.
Because there's a lot of weird rules in some states.
Well, every state's different. That's the thing. So
and antiquated state laws that don't really benefit small businesses at all.
And sometimes it's as simple as the state of Florida, who had 128-ounce growlers and 34-ounce growlers. But they didn't have 32-ounce growlers, and they didn't have 64-ounce growlers. Yeah. And it's one of those things that all of us other states looked at and said, well, why wouldn't it? But between the relationships with the producers and the distributors, they had an issue. Well, they got through that. Now they got through it, and you can get a 64-ounce growler, 68-ounce growler, or 64, whatever, of Cigar City at their brewery to take home, as opposed to going in 128-gallon or 128-ounce, or I need a 32-ounce. We're getting that beer, and we're going to say, hey, but each state has got their own, in some ways, well-established because their challenges their states have had developing liquor laws, to say, hey, what's common sense? What are we looking at as a nation?
Yeah.
What's the best way to get this beer to our consumers that they're going to enjoy it?
Yeah.
And since we last saw you, the barrel capacity for Illinois has gotten a lot higher since our brewer's license
have changed since last August, I believe.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a 30,000 cap that went to 120. Self distribution sticks with the Class 1 brewer's license. You lose that with the Class 2 brewer's license, but you can also own 2 retail licenses. So it's all about compromise, and you know, we definitely respect the 3-tier system, but we still worry about the brewers first and foremost. I mean, you got to remember, like, these guys, you know, think of any brewery, think from Revolution to Lake Effect, you know, to Church Street, you know, it's like everyone's on the same page.
Yeah.
This is a small business, you know, so I don't want anyone, and I take everything to heart, and I don't want anyone telling me how to run my business. And so that's why I love my job. I love defending our brewers, and it's very important.
You guys are doing a killer job, and I don't think that dialogue doesn't happen if you guys don't go down there, and then ultimately those changes don't happen where barrelage it gets increased if the guild doesn't step up and say, hey, this is what we need done for our businesses.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Cheers, man. That's
it's the squeaky wheel, you know what I mean? That's what it gets down to. You have to be part of the dialogue that people are going to say at the state level and the federal level and say, hey, these are an important Main Street business that's going to help economic development in a community. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah,
right.
Nobody's going to raise their hand on they don't want it. But what's the best way to bring that across at the local level, the state level, and to the federal level? And if the best practices is done by a brewery, by a guild in Arizona or Oregon or South Carolina, we have to learn from each other and say, hey, let's make it better for all of us.
And no one's perfect. Yeah, there's nobody that's perfect. It's hard. It's just like, you know, every time I go to these guild leadership meetings, it's different across the board, and everyone's got different issues with different distributors. Like, I might be fine with my distributors, but some other state might not. And, you know, you also have to internalize that and then come up with an educated response, you know, instead of flipping your lid and, you know, throwing a chair at somebody. That's never good. Which I like to do every
single time. Motherfucker. Yeah. Change the law, motherfucker. Get over here.
Yeah. But it's, you know, I mean, think about it. You own a business. You want all your rights protected, you know.
Right.
And you want growth. You want to employ people. You're paying your taxes to the state of Illinois or whatever state you live in. So you want the best economic situation for your business. Right? And that's what we defend. And that's cool. And that's awesome. So
after Chicago Craft Beer Week here, like, what's the prediction for Illinois beer? Like, what do you think the brewery number might be at by the end of this 3, year?
3,000 brewers. Who knows? You know, I don't know. I mean, they're opening up at a rapid pace. Honestly, I would make a dumb prediction and say by January 1st next year, at the rate that I see emails coming in to the guild and what I see going through the liquor control website, Liquor Control Commission website, I would say, you know, maybe 220 by next year. Who knows? But who knows? You know, everyone keeps talking about this fictitious bubble that's going to burst. And, you know, everyone talks about SKU numbers and retail shops and, you know, wholesalers can't have all these brands and some brands are going to beat out other brands. I believe in the brewers that push their brands. I believe in small business and I think it's going to work itself out. I think people still are thirsty for new beers. They're still thirsty for creativity. I believe that they appreciate having multiple options. I remember when I first started this job, Pete Crowley told me that he wishes that there was a brew pub in every corner, and I'm fucking holding it against him. I want to see that. Not everybody has to manufacture beer and put it in a can or a bottle and sell it.
Exactly.
I think that's the thing yeah. where we yeah. haven't seen that. Like, I don't need to go to the store and buy a six pack.
Yeah.
I can go across the street and buy the growler.
I want variety. You know, yeah. I want everybody to make their beer. I want to fall in love every time I go to a brew pub. You know, if I taste something great, I want to sit there and enjoy it until I get sick of it.
Yeah.
And then I want to go somewhere else. You know, I want to enjoy everything. I want to, you know, if they have a kitchen, I want to try their fried mushrooms.
Because
I love fried mushrooms.
We're in a city that can support these types of breweries. Yeah, you're talking about
it's Chicago, Illinois.
You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, it is. It's one of the, it's a city of neighborhoods. Yeah. It's the, some of the most diverse collection of neighborhoods. Yeah. And there's an infrastructure to support different types of breweries.
Honest to God,
breweries next to Chinese shops, bottle shops turning into breweries.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like Chinatown. You know, I mean, I used to have a condo in Bronzeville. There's so many open shops, and I think the city can do a way better job in supporting a lot of these small businesses to open up these businesses, like in general, but breweries specific, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's opportunities to do that, and
yeah, you don't see anybody complain about the number of steakhouses.
Hey, exactly, right? Exactly. But that's the thing, yeah. Is there a cap on steakhouses? I don't know.
No coffee shops.
Can you only produce a certain amount of steaks? I don't know.
And our marching orders for the Brewers Association is to get to 20% by 2020. Well. In the Pacific Northwest and some parts of California, they're 40-50% of the beer that's consumed is craft beer. Well, for our community, we're a couple of years into this explosive growth. And so some of our partners, they're almost a decade or two in their growth. But the reality is, it's out there. People are consuming craft beer legendary numbers up in the Pacific Northwest. We just need to be patient. Work with our distributor partners, work with our consumers to say, hey, listen, you don't have to settle for this. Work with us.
Yeah.
Ask your little, you know, I can tell anecdotal stories. I'm on the fortunate side, I'm on the front lines of the beer industry. I'm shaking hands and kissing babies all the time, but I'm taking places that years ago that weren't necessarily super crafty, getting on board with some craft. Well, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, yeah, you know what?
No, the mic.
Oh, sorry. Hey, let's enjoy what we've got going on right here, because you know what? That's what we worked hard to do. You know, that's what we're trying to work hard every day to do. Get the word about what we're doing. And then maybe we'll get to 20% by 2020. Yeah. But in the meantime, we're trying every day to slug it out and tell the story about why our beer matters, and
you're starting to see the change. You know, I know Brad was hanging out at Soldier Field for a beer event. You know, or even
for
like
the Chicago Beer Classic. It was a
Chicago Beer Classic.
It was a fun event hanging out there. I think it was a little pricey, but it's I think the venue you're paying for a little bit there.
That's what it's all about, insurance and the venue. Yeah, that's expensive.
So that's I think the downside for a lot of people. I think you did see a lot of new beer drinkers there.
Okay,
I did not see really any familiar faces. So, but that's great for the growth.
I think you have to remember too, you know, when you go to these for-profit festivals, and I mean, I'll say this all day and night, it's a different experience from what you do with what we do, because we focus on the brewers and the guild members. So we literally, truly respect it's not a respect thing. We do support the local craft. When you do these other events, it's more about these other brands, right? So like, kind of like wholesaler brands and brands that have money to maybe spend more on marketing than other brands. So it's tough, man. It's hard to like, when you think about marketing, especially from the guild perspective of what we do, that's why I appreciate all of our sponsors, because without them, I couldn't do shit. Like Craft Beer Week would not exist. Right. So when I started 4 years ago, we had sponsors, but at the levels they were coming in, it just didn't make sense because we weren't doing anything. Right. So now we're at a level that we can function and we can get billboards and do ads, radio ads, and we could do marketing through periodicals.
Right at Belmont and Pulaski, I saw a huge, at Belford Tavern, there's this huge billboard.
Come on, buddy.
And there's one for getting your kids' teeth fixed. That was one. And
get your kids' teeth fixed. Yeah.
And then it flips, and it's like Craft Beer Week. And
wow, okay.
I'm like, oh, man, I tried to take a picture, but, you know.
Yeah, bud. I'm proud of that shit.
That was very cool.
Thank you.
Very cool. So CCBW this year, you're putting a twist on it. There's this passport.
Oh man, I love it.
And then let's talk a little bit about the passport and what's going on there.
So it's something that there's a lot of stuff that is out there that you just take it to another level. When I started this job years ago, I remember Pete Crowley, who was the board president back then, Haymarket Pub and Brewery, gold winner, defender, awesome stout.
Damn good stout.
Sorry, I just segued on that one. Sorry. very good beer. But I just remember that we were doing this bottle cap series, and people were collecting bottle caps, and there was really no rhyme or reason. It was a company from New York, and it was outsourced. And
oh, that's right, yeah.
Especially if it's, you know, we pride ourselves in local and sustainable, and, you know, some dude from New York is telling this committee when I first started what to do, and I was like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, like, right? This is all wrong.
So, yeah, I hate the whole thing. Scrap it for next year. I knew it was going to fail, and it sucked, and it was bad. People were pissed, and but it was one of those things where through that process, I met a couple people that own breweries today, which is weird. So I brought this up at our Q2 meeting. Grant Hamilton, who owns, he's a part owner of Imperial Oak Brewing,
yes,
in Willow Springs. So he collected 36 bottle caps, right? What does that get you? Who knows? So he showed up to Haymarket and he was like, here's my bottle caps. And and Pete was like, I don't know what to give you, but I'll be right back. So he went down in his basement and he just started grabbing shit. And just brought it upstairs. He's like, take this shirt, take this neon sign, you know, like, and so that makes me laugh. You know, that's just funny. But it's funny because it's like how much we've grown to now. You know, today, you know, we're a little bit more organized. So we created this thing called Childcraft Brew Week Passport. And I don't know if you've ever seen one.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
I had one, I forgot it.
That's Chet's fault right there. Oh. That's fine. But it looks like a legit passport.
You like get it stamped and
yeah. Hold on. So to yeah, it. So we have 10 available spots to get stamped. And you have to go to 10 different venues of participating venues.
Okay.
So most of the venues are brew pubs or tap rooms, but it's all guild based. So the retail shops that are involved, they're members of our guild. So we have Bottles and Cans in Lincoln Square. We have Brixie's in Brookfield.
What about Target? Can I go to Target and get the stamp?
No.
All right. Can I buy the stamp at Target?
Yeah, yeah.
Just checking.
But you might be able to pick up some righteously good beer from Church
Street. Oh, there's a plug. I was waiting for that, yeah. No, but Church Street's involved. So it's one of those things, we made 6,000 of them. We're going to kind of see how that falls out this year. If there's an awesome return, I want to give shit away, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you go to 10 different places, you get them signed off, stamped, either drop them off at the Guild office, which is 3340 North Kedzie Avenue, or you can mail it in. Everything's in the passport. The rules are in the passport. You're going to get a free Chicago Craft Beer with T-shirt. You're going to get a nice pint glass. You're going to get a bottle opener, and you're going to get a koozie.
Okay.
And you're going to get a nice letter from the executive director of the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild saying thank you for supporting craft beer during Craft Beer Week, and we'll see you next year. It's one of those things, it's just, you know, craft beer enthusiasts want to be tied in, yeah, right? So something that I've noticed over the years, they love going to events that are like, you know, beer and food pairings. As long as the brewer's there, they want to talk to the brewer, they want to be involved. And we have nothing but respect for that. Because it's, you know, what we do in general is all about the community. Not only is it running a business and selling beer, but it's tying in the community in general. So I think you know, our theme theme for the past couple of years has been a celebration of neighborhoods, and now we're more like drink craft beer in general, you know, because we want craft sales to kind of supersede the norm, and we want people to support the movement. So
yeah, I like the passport thing. I know, like, the supporting neighborhoods, there was the year where people collected map pieces. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, okay.
And you could build your map of your neighborhood if you went to the amount of spaces. So that was
Trying to give me more work for next year?
Yeah, so I like the maps. But yeah, no, I like the expansion, the growth of, like, it's not just your neighborhood. It's,
yeah,
it's the whole city. Well, it's the whole state, even.
And that's the thing. This year, I mean, I think the last couple of years, and Chet can attest to this, it's more like I've gotten not hate emails or hate responses, but I've gotten a lot of feedback about not including suburban
communities. Yeah.
And there is, I mean, I have nothing but respect for the suburbs. You know, because you say Chicago, if you meet somebody on the streets in Philadelphia, and if they tell you they're from Chicago and you say, oh, where? And they say Naperville. Yeah. It's still Chicago, right?
You're like, but okay.
Yeah.
You're like, I have to say, you can't cut it both ways.
It's
We're from Chicago.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We're proud. We use Lake Michigan water.
We all got the same TV stations.
Yeah. So that's the thing. And it's just like a lot of people, there's some part of the community that say, you know, they're very, you know, distinctive in terms of where they live or their community. But then from my perspective, of course we support the suburbs. And of course, we want them to have the passport, and we want them to visit Nevin's in Plainfield, and we want them to visit Haymarket, you know, in the West Loop. And
because, like you said, the number of breweries practically doubles when you include the burbs. The city's one number, and then you include the burbs. And
But why keep them out? Because, you know, Illinois and Chicago specifically and the surrounding suburbs, you know, we commute back and forth. We have the means to move around in this town.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we're, you know, horse and carriage. You know, or we just walk everywhere. You know, we have the L system, we have the Metra. You know, some people have hoverboards that blow up on them and start on fire. But, you know, you can hoverboard to Plainfield.
Yeah.
That might take you a couple hours.
Big up to the Burrs.
Big up.
Big up to the Burrs.
if it wasn't for God, I mean, none of this would exist.
I love the Burrs. We you know, we would do the show every week, and you know, we love Chicago. We also love leaving Chicago.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, a road trip.
We may rag on the distance to things.
So I'm going to throw down the gauntlet to you, fellas.
Yeah.
They would like to welcome you guys out to Church Street Brewery.
I've been there. It's nice. Yeah, I like
it. Come out and do a little show out there.
All right.
Are you kidding me?
We'll talk about the subtleties of decoction mashing. I mean, I'll let Justin get on a little bit further.
Sure. I don't know if that means, but I've never claimed to be a brewer. So people are always just like, what beer do you brew? I'm like, let's not even... Don't even knock on that door.
World-class drinker, right?
Yeah.
I've talked to friends that are like, oh, I'm thinking homebrewing. I was like, do you? And I was like, no, I have friends that brew way better beer than I will ever brew. So I will just drink their beer. Like,
I've attempted and I've lost.
Yeah.
So I'll leave it up to everybody else. Yeah.
So Chicago Craft Beer Week, man. Download the app. Beer in a Glass opens the week, the big week.
Like 19th.
The 19th. And then... the closing ceremony is Wells Park.
Yep, on the 28th.
Mm-hmm. On the 28th. And then there's tons of stuff in between.
Website?
Yeah, what is it? What is the website, Justin?
Shybeerweek.com.
All right. It's the best place to, besides the app.
Yeah.
If you don't have a smartphone for some reason, go to the website.
And build your schedule.
Yeah.
You know, we'll try to see everybody at every event. And
don't get caught up in trying to chase after. Go to a local brewery. Go support the local breweries. Oh, you know what? My niece is getting her confirmation on that Saturday. You know, show up on Thursday afternoon.
Right,
and get a growler and bring it to that point.
Yeah. It's 11 days. You can go to events.
You can make some time.
You
can't wash your hair every night for 11 days.
And bring your passport. All right, bring your passport. Get that stamp.
Stamp your passport. I want to give away free shit. Please. Nice. We have shirts, glasses. Like, it's awesome. Yeah.
Should we say a little rest in peace to Braz Rock and the Break Room Brewery hat? So they bit the dust this week.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the details were behind it, but apparently Finch is moving in.
Finch's kitchen is the thing that's surfacing now.
I think from what I've heard, they're gonna open up the brew pub and maybe reinvent themselves in Chicago, and that's good. That's good for the city, and it's good for the community. And
I think you saw Four Paws bit the dust completely.
Yeah.
And then I think like Aquanaut maybe.
Aquanaut took over. Yeah. I think Four Paws, that was intentional.
Oh, so, they were done. They were just like, they had enough.
They built up a brewery, and I think, you know, I'm not going to get into speculation.
Yeah.
But I think it wasn't because of failure. It was more like, you know, Matt's a good dude, and I talked to him, not in detail about this stuff, but I think it was just planned. So to call them the first, quote unquote, failed brewery, that's not true. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good to clear that up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So Break Room is done.
Break Room folded, yep.
Finch will be moving in.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like, hopefully they're... I'm more worried about their kitchen, bud.
Yeah.
I want some good food.
And it's a nice space.
Yeah, it is beautiful. And from what I've heard, they're going to extend it to the back where the wood shop was. They're going to move the brew house in the back. Okay. I'm not sure what they're going to do behind the bar, but I'm excited. We'll see what happens.
Nice. Yes. Well, Nick, where can people find you during this craft beer week? We'll do another episode before this, but yeah.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. We're always sharing events. We'll be posting lots of stuff over the next, 15 days until the end here.
About 50 years.
Yeah. So be sure to follow us there. Cool. And then ChicagoBeerPass.com. All the episodes are up there.
That's
links
awesome.
To the iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version of this as well. So you can see us knocking back cans.
What about the video dance part that we're going to put together?
That's up there as well.
Yeah. We appreciate your time.
Guys, thanks for coming on.
Chad Brett. A pleasure as always.
You guys are good gentlemen. We did this last year, this year, and I expect next year.
I hope so, yeah.
Okay, good.
Cheers.
You guys are awesome. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, guys.
Thanks for hanging out.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. See you at Beer Under Glass. Hell yeah.